Hello, today we're at the Traffic and Conversion Summit in San Diego, and it's been absolutely fabulous to bump into the world's best kept secret, the man behind the billionaires. And some of you will know who he is, but some of you won't because of the secret. And we have the main man here, Mr. Steve Sims. Wow. Absolute pleasure to bump into you yesterday and get to meet you, because I've obviously seen your name around and I have quietly been one of your stalkers. But yeah, like I say, an absolute pleasure to bump into you, and to see you again today.
Thank you
for agreeing to hop onto a very quick interview with you, just to learn a little bit more about you and what you are, how you're taking over the world quietly, you know, by stealth. So tell me, Steve, tell me a little bit more about exactly who you are and the kind of people that you've worked with, and what your mission is.
Wow. So for 25 plus years, I was the go-to guy for billionaires all over the planet. So I've worked with some of the richest, most powerful people in the planet, and some of the most powerful people that you have no idea who they are. So those were my clients. In fact, most of my clients were billionaires, and we only ever maxed out at 93 clients. But when most of them are billionaires, you don't really care about the numbers. So I used to do basically whatever it was that I could dream and they could afford. So I've had people ask me to get them married in the Vatican by the Pope, send them down to see the wreck of the Titanic on the seabed, drive a Formula One car with Ferrari, play drums with Guns N' Roses, guitars with ZZ Top. I had a client that wanted front row seats to a Journey concert. Thought that was kind of boring, so we put him on stage and he sang four tunes as the shortest term lead singer of the rock band Journey. So I was known as the wish fulfillment guy, and Forbes, an entrepreneur, called me the real life Wizard of Oz. Now, 5 years ago, I released a book called Bluefishing, The Art of Making Things Happen, because quite simply, I thought, oh, everyone must be doing this. I'm a bricklayer from East London. Surely everyone's doing this. But they weren't. And I suddenly realized that people overcomplicate. We outsource our problems by throwing money at it, hoping it's going to get, without just doing the simplest basic stuff. So the book came out, and then I've started now teaching and training people how they can, you know, get clients like Richard Branson, Elton John. And I worked with Elton John AIDS Foundation for 8 years. So, and I've worked with literally, in fact, I'll go as far as to say there's not a red carpet, sporting, award show, fashion show in the planet that I've not had my fingers in. And now I'm just teaching people how to do it, and to go for simple, go for clarity, and really focus on the impact over just trying to outsource it and cloud it with pretty copy and pictures.
I think that is just amazing, because it sounds like you're almost like the Santa Claus. You make dreams come true. You give them the gift they want.
Hey, yeah, I charge them a lot.
There's nothing wrong with charging. Why do we have a problem with money?
Exactly.
It's not a problem. If it makes it happen, let's face it, we can't take the money with us. We might spend it enjoying ourselves.
Exactly.
But, you know, it takes a very special person to do that, because what you're doing, working with billionaires, celebrities, people that are so high up there with their wealth that we wouldn't even know those names, those kind of top secret people. But it shows, again, your personality to be able to do that, because you've still got to be grounded, you've still got to deliver. And for you to now be able to transform that for other people, you know, the Joe Bloggs of the world, people like me, it means that you know, there's something about you to be able to want to give back, because it'd be very easy just to stay in the celebrity world. But for you to want to now give back to others is, I think, a great thing to do.
Do you know, I'd love to take the compliment. I really would. I love compliments. but I think as entrepreneurs, we all share the same vein, theme, DNA, whatever it is, that we're aggravated. We're all aggravated about things. We are here in San Diego because we're aggravated about our marketing. We're aggravated about how good we speak on stage. We're aggravated about things enough that, like you guys, will travel across the pond to do something about it.
Yeah.
I was growing up in a world, and I've got kids as well, and I was like, why are they doing it like this? And so I was aggravated to go, there's got to be better ways of doing it. Stop worrying about it. And this is the daft thing. Everyone wants wealthy clients, but they market to clients that can't afford them.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to speak on stage, but they're nervous and they're all worried about it's how they look and how their hair is. So today we've got to stop worrying about grading people on the visual and start working on the impact and the actual, the substance there. And I think we're in a gotcha society where everyone is looking at things and going, yes, that person must be successful because they're leaning up against a car they don't own. When we should be going, well, is there any substance behind that person's message? Does what they say have any benefit to me? And so it was this aggravation as to seeing how other people were doing it that made me want to step up and go, whoa, hang on a minute. I need to show you my side of the fence. And that's what's really gotten me going.
That's absolutely brilliant. One final question. You know, as you've touched on, let's get over this imposter syndrome. Let's get out there, be authentic, do what we need to do. If you had to give a young entrepreneur one tip to increase their visibility and really help get themselves out there and achieve their dreams, that dreams that you often make happen, what would be that tip?
Well, if it was only one tip, or if it was 100 tips, or if it was 50 tips, it would still only be the one tip. No one gives a damn what you look like. They care how your brilliance can help them. So start focusing on what you can say that can help somebody else. That's all the attention you need.
Steve, thank you so much. I could listen to you all day. Thank you for agreeing to do this.
Oh,
and
beautiful.
I do hope that we're going to be able to get to see you again
and
interview you again. Yeah, take
thank
care.
You.